famous Phil Hendry Show here at the El Pacifico in Southern California.
I'm Margaret Gray.
Margaret, she doesn't...
I heard her.
I said Gray, I didn't say gay.
Well, you said you gagged up on the R.
Yeah, did gag up and...
So what, why are they allowed to say that?
They're not saying gag up, meaning anything other than you sounded like you choked on the... Margaret Gray, General Galen Shaw...
Well, I'm gonna do it.
No, Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman. Robbed us of the opportunity to say our names. Well, you can't even say them right. Margaret Gay.
I'm Margaret Gray. You know something, Phil? If it wasn't for the fact that I don't exist and I'm just a figment of your imagination, oh man.
Welcome to the show, folks. And today we have Ted Bell who's going to talk with us about something that was alluded to on Ted's Twitter feed. Now, you're getting all your shows now from Twitter. What is that supposed to mean?
Well, it's a little lazy.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, I mean, what are you doing up?
What do you mean a little lazy? These are guests on this show. They're talking about stuff on Twitter, and I want to find out about it. Why is that lazy?
Well, aren't there other guests that you can get? Like, who is that man?
Yeah, who was that guy the other day? That Dave, what was his name? Drake Bonacani?
No. Guy's name was Drake.
You mean that guy you interviewed last year?
Yeah.
Daryl Bateman.
Yeah, that's a Daryl Bateman. But there was another one. He had another guy's Drew or Daddy-O Bonacani, something like that.
Daddy-O Bonacani.
Yeah.
Now, what about that guy? That Daryl Bateman cat man had nothing to say. It turned out he was like crackers.
Well, you know, you could get him back on. I think it's the one-year anniversary.
Of him being on the show and sounding like he was nuts? No, thank you.
Well, all right. But, I mean, I'm just saying, you know, you got this Twitter feed. What's the guy?
Hey, I'm talking about Ted Bell's Twitter feed. President Trump wants to go to Mars?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that is rather newsworthy.
I would think so, yes. We're going to talk to him. We also have Bobby Dooley, who is having the Winter Tackler this weekend. They're going to be kicking it off with their Junior Miss Big. And this is the Dooleys with this annual... They have a number of fashion shows during their winter and spring tacklers. And, Margaret, you know about this, right?
Well, they're having the Junior Miss Big because they do this every year. And this is... They parade the girls that are big as a way of saying... Congratulations, this is going to be the last fashion show you're in where you're large, because next year, we hope you'll qualify for what they call their Junior Miss Normal. And
the Junior Miss Normal.
That's right, Phil, that's what they call it.
I think that probably, I don't know what you would call it. What's the word they use, General?
Well, it marks the girls.
Yeah, you know, it makes them feel like they're not normal.
Well, Phil, they are, of course, normal, but when you're in a fashion show... Being big, being a heft, when you heft it out onto the runway...
Yeah, it's not really normal to be hefty.
No. Not normal to be hefty. This sounds to me like an excuse just to make fun of these girls.
What are you talking about?
What I said. It sounds like an excuse to make fun of them, but we'll talk. Bobby and Steve Dooley coming up with that here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. All right. I don't know whether we actually found Great Scott. I just got a bunch of emails today saying that we found this guy, Great Scott, and he lives in Yuma, Arizona. That's my understanding. And we may very well have his name for you tonight on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show chat. So if you're a BSP and you want to kind of, you know, you've been following this nutty, kooky thing, we're trying to draw the name of a BSP to bring a guest to our race day on March the 30th at Santa Anita. We're in a beautiful luxury suite. I hope there's no sleet. You know?
Yeah.
Probably rain, but...
Way to jinx that, Phil.
Hey, you know what? They run in the mud, man. The mudders, they get the mudders out.
What are the mudders, Sammy?
Horses that run in the mud.
Well, that sounds like...
It sounds boring.
It's nuts. It can be very exciting. It really messes up the odds, you know?
Oh, yeah, no kidding, man. You go out there thinking one horse is going to win, and here comes a mudder, attaboy Binky, or whatever the hell it is.
Attaboy Binky, boy... I'll never hear the end of that name. That's a horse I bet one time in my life, and it keeps popping up on this show.
Well, think of another horse.
Right. Yeah, I will.
I got one, Mr. Henry. How about Seabiscuit?
Seabiscuit? I never saw that horse run.
You didn't see the movie.
I saw the movie. That's not the same thing as seeing Seabiscuit run.
Seabiscuit ran at Santa Anita?
Yes.
Okay. When was that?
In the 30s. Never mind about Seabiscuit. So what we're going to do here on the Phil Hendry Show is tonight... We will further investigate whether we do have, in fact, Great Scott. If we don't, guess what? We're going to be drawing another couple of names.
Now, what happens if you draw a couple of names tonight, and you find those people, and they say, yes, we're going, and then Great Scott and the other guy, what's the guy's name?
There is no other guy. Oh, Bob Rivard?
Yes. What if they pop up and they say, well, we're here?
Well, that's tough luck. You know, the time ran out, man. I'll just say, hey, it's officially run out on you, Jack. And good luck. So that's going to be tonight at 7 o'clock. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show chat every night, every Friday night, I should say, at 7 o'clock on the Pacific Coast here at philhenryshow.com. We do a chat with our BSPs. We chat it up. We do the groovy thing. And if you're watching us on our Phil TV in HD right now, that what is on behind... Who is that guy?
I think you're right. I think that's Mark Van Eaton.
Mark Van Eaton. That guy was... He played for the... Utah Jazz.
Yeah, that was the guy that Chick Hearn said, you want to know how... He's 7'4".
Mark Van Eaton was 7'4"?
Yeah, and Hearn said, you want to know how big that is, walk under the wings of a DC-10. You don't even remember what you said. You're the one that brought that up, Phil.
Oh, okay. I couldn't remember. Are you sure that's Mark Van Eaton? I don't see Van Eaton on the jury. Oh, I guess that is Van Eaton.
What's he been eating? You know what, Dickman? That, yeah, I swear to God, what I ought to do is walk you out. Just walk you around outside, put my arm on your shoulder and say, are you okay? And you'll say, yeah, sure I am. And then I'll push you out into traffic and then say, now how do you feel?
You'd really do that?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Thank you, General, and thank you, Bud, and thank you all. We'll be right back here with Bobby and Steve Dooley. The Junior Miss Big competition coming up at Western Estates Homeowners Association. Coming up next here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is brought to you by...
Mickey's Lozenges. You know, the cold and flu season is upon us, and you're going to want to have a Mickey's Lozenge lodged... The lozenge lodged in the lodge.
Well, if you live in a lodge, that makes sense.
Right. Mickey's Lozenges. For people that live in a lodge. Mickey's Lozenges. If you live in a lodge, and the cold and flu season is upon us, and you feel a cold coming on... In your lodge, take a Mickey's lozenge.
Yes, Mickey's lozenges. If you live in a lodge, take a lozenge. If you live in a lozenge, take a lodge.
You said lozenges.
I didn't say anything of the sort.
Hi, I'm Heft Cat Bilwin, and I'm the guy that invented Mickey's lozenges. Why did I call them Mickey's lozenges? Because it sounded good. Little did I know, most of our customers would be living in a lodge.
A lodge? That's what you call a nut house, huh?
All right, it's a mental institution.
At Sweet Farm, we love Mickey's lozenges. You will, too, if you come live with us.
Mickey's lozenges. Get them in the 12, the 15, or the 86-pack.
You'll never run out.
Never. When you eat a Mickey's lodge and you go to his lozenge.
You go to a lot.
Eat a Mickey's lozenge and you go to... Mickey's lozenges.
Welcome back to world-famous Phil Henry Show here at the El Pacifico in Southern California. Here's Mr. Henry.
Thank you very, very, very much there, Robert. Welcome to our show, folks. We have Bobby and Steve Dooley on the line with us there for Western Estates. Well, you guys are actually practicing now, Bobby, the fashion show, correct?
That's correct, Phil. We've got a lot of the gals are up now. Steve, have you coordinated that?
Yeah, I've got one, two. Got Karen coming up next.
Here comes Karen. If you don't mind, Phil, we'll...
Go ahead, yeah.
This is part of, you'll be doing the announcing on this, right?
Yes, I do the announcing. I do the talk about the girls as they come down. Here comes, this is Cassidy. Cassidy right now is hefting in, and I say hefting in, I don't mean to, again, Phil, the goal of the Junior Miss Big is to, for the last time, we say to them, this is the last time we want to see you on this runway.
Because next year...
Next year, you're going to be... in the Junior Miss Normal pageant.
Now, what about this idea of being normal as opposed to big?
Well, I think the girls understand. We don't mean that big is, you're not a freak, but you're not normal. If you're going to need a fashion show and you're big, and when we talk about big, we mean the calves, the ankles, everything's just, the neck is wide. It's not a normal thing for a fashion show.
Yeah, that's all we're saying. It's not normal for a fashion show. Okay, turn around.
I'll do it, Steve. Turn around. This is Cassidy, and she's big. She's 100, and let me see the stat sheet. We passed these out.
Isn't this, sounds like it's very humiliating for the girls.
You know, Mr. Henry, you bring us on the show.
Yeah, you gotta listen in and decide out what it's about before you put it down.
Excuse me, who asked you, Bud?
I'm the one that booked it.
All right, I appreciate that, Bud.
Would you just allow us to do this before you begin to weigh in with your morality? And your judgmentalism.
You're always judging us, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, I am always judging you guys because you're always doing something weird.
And you called us. Why are you even having us on your program?
Well, she's got a point there, Phil.
All right, I'm sorry.
Thank you. Now, can we continue?
Go ahead.
This is Cassidy. She is 21 years of age. She's big, and there's no getting around it. Look at that.
Yeah, look at that. Wow.
Okay, Cassidy, turn around. Let's see the. Yeah. So, she's 100 and...
Right here. Right here.
I know. Take your finger off the page, Steve. 198 pounds. Next year, Cassidy, junior Miss Normal, okay?
Close.
Great.
Why do you call them junior when they're like 20, 21?
Our juniors range, they're all adults. We don't do teenagers. So our juniors are 18 to 21 or 22.
Well, that's interesting. Now, why do you not have the teens?
Because we don't want them to go through this. We don't want body shaming of our teens. But if you reach the 18th year of your life and you still don't get it, you know?
Yeah, a lot of them don't get it.
If you still don't get it, well, then we're going to help you get it, okay?
Now, I'd like to say...
You're Steve with more.
Thank you. This is Steve Dooley, and after the fashion show, I got Taco Bell Taco Del.
What is Taco Del?
I mean, Del Taco and Taco Lita. Here's Bobby.
Thank you, Steve.
Wait a minute. What did you guys just say?
You want us to repeat it?
You're talking about the food you're serving.
This is the after the fashion show banquet.
All right, if you don't mind, Bobby.
Every time I hear you, Margaret, and I hear you, Phil, especially when we have our fashion show. No, wait a minute. Tell her to back up. That's Rosalind.
Rosalind, back up. Put her back in the pen. Yeah, push. I don't care.
What do you mean, pen?
Hold on, will you? Steve?
Yeah, just push them back into the pen there.
What is a pen?
Phil, it's a holding pen for the... It's all right.
A holding pen. See, this is... You talk about traumatizing and marking these women mentally. She's in a holding pen.
Wait. This is where the girls wait to come out onto the runway.
Yes, but there it is. Junior Miss Big, and next year we don't want to see you back here. You're serving Taco Bell and Taco Lita. This is just another event to make fun of heavy women.
And what other events do they have that make fun of heavy women? Quick, hurry.
Yeah, who?
Wait a minute.
No, what other events?
What other events, Mr. Handy, do they have that make fun of heavy women? Come on, none. We do not make fun of heavy women. We point out the weaknesses that they have in their personalities that lead them to this state. We've got them dressed up. They look fine. But, you know, okay, here, bring Rosalind out, will you?
Open the pen gate.
Open the pen gate. Put them back in the pen.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. Push her back into the pen, will you?
Yeah.
What's the problem?
What is that?
What is your problem? You said push her back into the... What we're trying to do is... That's it. Roll it again, Bill.
I just think the terminology... Calling the saying that the girls are in a pen, yeah, it sounds like they're farm animals. Do you understand, Ms. Dooley?
Yes, I understand all of that. And I anticipated you guys being upset with it, but I'm telling you, this is a necessary step on the way to Junior Miss Normal.
Next year.
Next year, yeah.
Bring out the burritos.
We're bringing the burritos out now.
So, in other words, let's have the girls here at a Junior Miss Big pageant. Don't ever be this fat again.
I never use the word fat.
Or a hefty, put them in a pen.
I never use the word fat. Boy, this is another pain in the ass appearance on your show, isn't it, Mr. Henry?
What does that mean? You know, we can let you go.
Well, I mean, every time we're on here, we're trying... I've said it before, I'll say it again, Phil. You hate my guts.
I do not, Bobby.
You treat me... And you treat Steve at all of the events at Western Estates.
Hey, our guts. Trying to do something right.
We're trying to do something for these girls. I got an idea for you, Phil. Why don't you reserve judgment?
Well, I'm not going to reserve judgment. I'm a woman, and I know what it is you're doing. For laughs, you're bringing these girls out onto this runway.
Do you hear me laughing? Do you hear anyone laughing here?
Well.
Steve laughed. You laughed. Steve laughed about 5 minutes ago. I don't think you heard it.
What was he laughing at?
I laughed. They brought out a burrito.
They brought out a burrito and what?
One of the girls was hungry and reached for it, and I had to slap her hand away.
You slapped her hand away, okay.
See, again, you're judging without any information. It's important for these girls. Girls, back up. Okay, bring the girls out. That's all right. Here comes Rosalind. Rosalind is in skin-tight silk pants that ride up everywhere. Look at that.
Yeah, see.
Now, obviously these are attractive pants, but they're sucked right up in... Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Rosalind, turn around. Let's take a look, yeah. Rosalind is at 175 pounds, and we hope to see you next year, dear, at Junior Miss Normal. Did she get one of the...
About taquitos or tacos?
You guys are really something, man.
What? What is your story now?
Phil, you might as well let her... I mean, you guys are really something. This is so hackneyed. This is just...
Hackneyed for what?
I don't know.
You think we got a comedy audience in here and they're looking for the comedy bits and a comedy sketch? No.
These are young women. Let me ask. Rosalind, honey, put down the burrito for me. Do you feel exploited by me? You want to be in the Junior Miss Normal next year, don't you? Good. Okay. And you like being in this? Yes, she does. Go ahead, dear.
Well, how do I know what she said?
I just told you what she said.
Yeah, Mr. Any God. Call my wife a liar.
No, I'm not. All right, well, you know, I see Phil's way on this. You bring out these girls and say, here she is, she's 175 pounds, the pants are sucked up. Jesus H.
Well, it's not anything that people can't see.
Well, then why did you, because you're on the radio.
Yeah, hello. So for the benefit of your audience, I mentioned that Rosalind's silk pants were sucked up tight. It's like there was a, it's like a vacuum was created, okay? To give you the idea of just how difficult it was for her to get into these pants. All right, here is Candace. Candace is 19 years of age. Jesus.
Yeah.
What is that?
210
pounds. What we did is we just draped. That's just a bed sheet, right?
Yeah.
So we draped that.
See, this is what I'm talking about. It's not even a fashion.
Oh, my God. Mr. Hiddick.
That's not a draping a bed sheet. How is that a fashion statement?
Excuse me. When you're that size and you're looking for something to wear and you've run out of things, a bed sheet comes in very handy.
Well, all right, well, what do you call that?
It can be a caftan. It can be a type of gown.
A type of a gown? A bed sheet?
Yes, a bed sheet. If you do it, you can tell people that you pulled it off the rack. They don't have to know it's a bed sheet. You can just say that you got it off the rack and that it is it's an evening coat. It's an evening drape. It's something that just drapes.
And they like people can't tell it's a bed sheet.
They will not be able to tell if you wrap it tastefully. That's very good, darling, good. She is coming in at 190.
195.
195. Come on over and have it, yeah. Yeah, the nachos are over there.
I
heard you, Phil, the first time. If you want us to get off the air, but our Junior Miss Big happens on Saturday at 1 o'clock here at Western Estates at the Magnolia Phase Pool and Community Center.
Oh, Pablo.
What's that, dear? Yeah, the nachos are over there.
And just to show you, my wife Bobby's going to get up there.
I'm going to get up right now. Obviously, I'm not big. I am part of the Junior Miss Normal.
Well, you're not junior either.
I know that, but as the host of the event, I will get up and model the first fashion. So, give me the wireless mic. I want to show you, Phil, how I feel and how a woman... This is Junior Miss Normal. I want all the girls out there, all of you Miss Bigs, watch this. Yeah. And I'm doing a little sidestep.
Yeah, baby, that's the way to do it.
Yeah. Heel to toe. Stutter step. Right, left. Now I'm going to swing around.
360 degrees.
A 360. You lied to me. And I'm sort of doing a back and forth. You know, arm swing. See, are you watching, girls? Would you put it down? I know we gave it to you. Put it down. Put the taquitos down. Are you watching? Yeah. See, one leg out to the side, the other leg out to the side, as I'm walking down the runway. See, what I'm showing you, girls, is the way you'll look when you lose 80 pounds, whatever you have to lose, when you're my size. And look,
Bobby.
Hold on, I'm talking to the girls right now. Take a look at see my rear end, see how high it is? You need to lift it up. And you lift it up by doing these steps. Wee.
That's it, baby.
Side step. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Windmill. Okay, you got it. Look at the rear end again.
That's all right, let me take a look.
Girls, are you seeing my high rear end?
That's a first for me. I've never heard of another woman at a fashion show, even at a rehearsal, turn around and point to her own rear end and say, are you seeing how high my rear end is? Yours should be the same.
And what's wrong with that? What's wrong with them aspiring?
Jeez. Yeah, my wife. So high rear end.
Yeah, it's a high rear end. I've already heard about Bobby's high rear end.
Are you guys done? Because
we've been done.
Is that the what are you doing, General?
I'm having myself some Jell-O. I had some cottage cheese.
Yeah, General, let us have a cottage cheese.
Well, pay attention to what's going on here, if you don't mind.
Fine. Good God, all I've been hearing about is Bobby Dooley going sidestep, sidestep. Are you seeing my rear end?
Well, good God, General, what is that supposed to mean?
Just what I said. That's what I'm listening to right now.
All right. Fine. Bobby, so the Junior Miss Big...
The Junior Miss Big is this weekend, and it begins at 1 o'clock in the afternoon at the Magnolia Phase Pool. And again, I'll kick it off by walking down the runway and saying, here's what we want to see our Junior Miss Bigs doing next year. And I'll do the steps, the different steps. Yeah. Yeah. You know, 1 foot forward, back. 1 foot forward, back. 1 foot forward, back. Then, girls, watch this. A little bit of a... This is called... You do the circle, just a circular motion with the rear end, with the butt. The butt must go circular. No, not that. You're not... We're not twerking. We are, yeah, circular. A big... As if you're drawing an O with both cheeks at the rear end. So you got two O's, yeah. Let's try it again.
Hey, Bobby.
Wait. Yeah, a big O. What you're trying to do is spell the word O. Hi, it's you. So O, H. Your rear end is going to be out on stage for...
Now, what are you laughing at?
You laughing at me?
No, I'm not.
Thank you very much, Bobby. It was very educational.
Yeah, I know you're going to go and you're going to talk all kinds of shit about...
Bobby Dooley. Well, did you get that? Yeah, I knew she was going to try to squeeze it in there, if you'll pardon the expression, squeeze in. You guys done?
Yeah, it's great. You want a quart of cottage cheese?
Yeah, don't mind if I do. You guys with the cottage cheese. We're going to be right back here with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills on Donald Trump's real desire not to build a wall, but to go to Mars.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show right here on the Cavco Nebulae Network. Cavco. This is Winston Duncan, and every night at 6 o'clock, we bring you the international, national, statewide, local, smaller than local, neighborhood size, down to your street and in your house news. We have correspondents that are in your home right now. Yes, you allowed them in. Could be the guy cleaning the chimney. It could be someone who was fixing the refrigerator. It could be a handyman of any kind of stripe, political or otherwise. But they are our correspondents reporting from in your home, right there inside your bathroom. Winston Duncan with news from the middle of your house. Every night at 6 o'clock right here on Cavco. Intergalactic Service.
Hello, this is Margaret Cray, inviting you to see me sing this weekend in San Pedro at Larry's Lobster Gym. Larry's Lobster Gym is at 6115 Pacific Coast Highway, right there near the pier. Come on into Larry's Lobster Gym and get yourself a thick, juicy soy burger or soy steak. No, they don't serve real lobster, nor do they serve real meat. The place has gone vegan for years now. Where you been?
Margaret Gray singing this weekend at Larry's Lobster Gym.
Yeah, welcome back to Phil Hendry Show here on the El Pacifico in Southern California. Tonight is the Phil Hendry Show BSP Chat.
That's right, Robert. Tonight at 7 o'clock, it's going to be our BSP chat for our BSPs, Backstage Pass members. So if you have a Backstage Pass, if you're a subscriber to our website, join us for our chat. Lots to talk about as we give away, still trying to give away, two passes to our race day, March the 30th at Santa Anita, beautiful Santa Anita Racetrack in Arcadia, California. As it can often be, especially when we're just drawing from this large reservoir of people who did check in with us, though, you know.
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. They checked in on the chat. They put their names on the big board. Now they're, you know.
Well, there's a lot of people that would like us to draw again. But I believe, and I'm going to check with Jane over at customer service, I think we found...
You did find Great Scott.
Well, I think. I'm not sure, but we'll see. Otherwise, we will be with you on the chat tonight, chatting it up about all kinds of things. Agrassi, we found him.
Oh, that's right. This is a young man, Agrassi, who won the Phil Hendry Show wine bottle. Didn't win the wine, won the bottle.
What? That sounds like a jip, Mr. Henry.
Well, let me just grab the bottle. Here's the bottle if you're watching on Phil TV and HD. This is one of the original bottles of wine that we ordered, with the Phil Hendry Show logo cut right into the glass. This is a very unique item because there's only, I think, one or two of these left. And this gold one I'm keeping as a souvenir for ourselves. But There are two, and one of these is going to Agrassi. The other one's going to go to King Cap in Tokyo, because both of these guys at the same time answered the question, which was...
What was Bobby Dooley's maiden name?
Yeah, what was it? I forget now.
The answer to the question?
I forget what Bobby Dooley's maiden name is, but at the time they answered it correctly. So this bottle is going to have to be emptied of wine, then we'll recork it, reseal it, and then send it off to Agrassi. And then we'll be up to speed, I believe, on everything that we need to do.
Well, there's the one man who has the voice messages.
That's right. Got to get the voice messages out. It's just been one of those insane, man, it's crazy out there kind of a thing.
All right, time for Ted Bell, man, at Ted's of Beverly Hills. Find out what's happening with Ted now.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, thanks a lot, everybody. Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills, because guess what? Coming up this weekend is a big Super Bowl, and there's no place like Ted's of Beverly Hills in our prime rib room to enjoy Super Bowl weekend with Ted's of Beverly Hills. I don't know if we'll have poutine or the miniature chicken. We've got all kinds of new stuff, though, I can tell you that.
Finger food, is it?
Well, it's bar food and sports bar food. And, you know, we've got a nice selection of it. But we'll have the usual. We're going to have, we've got the little cocktail wiener, weenie. I don't like that term weenie, Billy. What do you call it?
Cocktail Frank.
Billy's the head of our wait staff here in the prime rib room. Cocktail Franks is good. We also have, we're going to have the barbecued pork ribs, which are absolutely delicious.
Boy, I love those baby back ribs.
We got them, General. Come on in. You know, I've been waiting for you. When are you coming in, by the way?
I'll be coming in. I just got to clear my schedule.
You've been telling me you got to clear your schedule for a year now.
There's a lot of things we got going. I live in Palos Verdes. You're up in Beverly Hills.
So? I got guys coming in. We got guys coming down from Santa Barbara. We got guys coming in from San Diego. Phil comes in, you know, once in a blue moon from wherever the hell he lives, out in Port Hueneme or whatever the hell it is. So we got, but you're the only guy that...
Well, I haven't been in a while.
Well, okay. But anyway, General...
Well, what does that mean?
I'm just joking around. Of course, you're very welcome, and we love to see Frank. So, but General...
What about me? What about me and Robert?
Yeah, that's...
Well, what about Bud and Robert?
Phil, as I have said to you before, and I say with great affection, Bud and Robert and your listeners are wonderful. I love them.
Oh, here we go. You don't want to have them in the restaurant because they're all slobs.
No, I didn't say slobs, did I? I just don't need some guy asking me, questions like, you know, like I said, you know, a guy said, what's peach cobbler? And they think it's a shoemaker, that kind of thing.
Oh, that's the oldest joke in the world.
Well, it happened. It was an actual thing that happened here at Ted's. And this was a guy that had been sent in by your show, Phil, because he had one of our coupons. And, you know, it's okay, but I just don't need people saying, when I say, would you like, and what would you like as a starter? And they'll say, what, a starter? I'll say, an appetizer? And they'll go, oh, okay, yeah, I know what that is. You know.
Okay, well, so Bud and Robert represent that.
Yeah, a little bit. If you guys can come in and show a little bit of class, how do you guys look in a vest? You know.
What do you mean a vest?
That's supposed to mean.
I'd like, if you can't wear a three-piece suit, at least slacks and a vest.
And a vest?
Yes. What do I stutter?
You want these guys to walk in slacks? What about a tie?
That would be nice. Yeah. So, but if they.
What if they can afford a pair of slacks?
Wait. What are you guys saying here?
What if they can afford?
But Phil, you just went. What if they can afford?
Phil is going to say, what if they can afford to wear a suit? Do they have to have a vest?
Wait a minute, what is he saying?
Why do they have to wear a vest?
Because it's class.
Well, what if they have a jacket and pants? What if they have, in effect, a suit?
No, I want them in a three-piece. I want the vest. See, the vest immediately says, these guys are a cut above. They got a vest on. Look at that, see? Not just a suit and a tie and a shirt that they pull out and it's hanging out and they get the shirt pulled through the fly and they look like a bunch of jokers. I mean, guys, when you got a vest on, you look like a guy that could be down there at the Hall of Justice or something like that.
Yeah, like a lawyer.
Yeah, well, I don't want to push it.
So when you guys go in there, wear a vest.
Yeah, that's all I'm asking. Like you, Phil.
I'm not wearing a vest. I've been into your place in slacks and a sports jacket.
I'd like a vest.
What's with the vest? Why do you want the vest all of a sudden, Ted?
Because if they're coming from the Henry Show...
Oh, I get it. You want to know that they come from the Phil Henry Show.
That would be nice.
You know that I'm from the show.
Yes, but I can't have you coming in from the show without a vest on. Everybody else is going to say, what makes us a bunch of creeps?
Why do you need to identify who my listeners are?
Because then I'll know to go easy. I'll know that if I see anybody eating with their hands...
Oh, yeah, that's right, Ted.
Look, Phil, I'm just telling you. Ordinarily, I'm going to throw half of these guys out, but they've come from your show.
So, everybody, if you go into Ted's of Beverly Hills, if you're a guy, wear a vest. What about the ladies?
The ladies you don't worry so much about in terms of behavior. The guys... So I'd like them to wear vests so I can say, okay, those are all Henry's people.
And you can seat them...
Yeah, we can seat them over in an area. I know it sounds bad.
It does. It sounds very bad. It sounds like the kind of thing that I don't think people would want to put up with. I don't think they want to go into your restaurant.
Oh, thanks a lot. So there you are. I just want everybody to mark this moment. Henry, even though I'm a paid advertiser, just said don't go into my restaurant.
He did not say that. He said that if the people are forced to wear vests, maybe they won't want to.
If you want to come into my... Folks, if you want to come into my restaurant, okay, and you're one of Phil's listeners and you're a guy, put on a vest. So I've got, yeah, there's one of Phil's listeners. I can go over, give you a napkin. I'll bring some wet towelettes.
Yeah, because they might be just spilling stuff all over the front of them.
I don't need them walking around saying, hey, how you doing with the barbecue sauce? I told you about this already.
Okay, so Ted tells me.
You remember?
Yeah, I do. Ted tells me that last year some of my listeners came in because they'd heard a promotion, and they were walking through the bar with barbecue sauce smeared on their faces. They forgot to use napkins.
They're sitting at the bar ordering drinks, okay? You don't belie?
I don't believe it for a second.
Well, you don't have to believe. They don't have to come in either. But I can't have them walking around with barbecue sauce smeared down either cheek. And they're, yeah, hi, how you doing, eh? You know, and with the face full of barbecue.
All right, well, you know what, Ted? Why don't you provide some napkins or those little baby wipes?
We provide baby wipes with all of the pork ribs and the barbecue, you know, anything that's got barbecue sauce on it. Okay, now we don't give them out. A lot of people give them out by the thousands. We give you one wet nap.
That ain't gonna, with pork ribs?
Well, that's going to have to do, because if you got class, you know what you're doing. One wet nap, you can wipe an elephant's ass.
Oh, you could not.
You could wipe an elephant's ass. Oh, God.
God, anybody heard that, Mr. Bell?
All right, I'm sorry. I apologize. What I'm trying to say is, if you know what you're doing, you know, I probably shouldn't bring this up.
What?
Well, I mean, let me be honest with you. If you know what you're doing, and you got your classy...
Go ahead, I gotta hear this.
If you know what you're doing and you've got some class...
And you wear vests.
No, not wear vests. You can wipe with one square.
Isn't that interesting? Thank you so much for that, Ted.
Well, I told you it was... But I'm trying to make a point here. When you're walking around my restaurant with barbecue sauce smeared all over your face going, hey, hi, how you doing? Can I have another Ted? Are these free? I mean, this is what I'm getting. So if I see the guy walking in a vest, I'll know. Oh, okay. Somebody get a wet nap. Someone else get a towel. I can towel these guys off.
And if you got any class at all, why does that mean you got class if you can wipe with one square?
It means that you have put some thought into delicately folding...
What? You're in the privacy of a bathroom.
It doesn't make any difference. You want to shove a whole lot of toilet paper down a toilet, like at my place, and clog it up and cause me or one of the busboys or God knows who, Chef Chidilli, to go in there with a plunger while we're trying to prepare desserts.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
What does that mean?
I'm going to go order a dessert at Ted's of Beverly Hills now, knowing you just came out of the can with a plunger.
Hey, you got to do all the jobs. Okay, sometimes you got to do all the jobs. And if I got your listeners coming in, Phil, and using more than one square to wipe, and then the toilet...
What kind of a conversation is this to have when you're trying to promote your restaurant?
It's one that's necessary, Ms. Gray, because I got thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of plumbing bills that I'm trying to avoid when Henry's people come in and use an entire roll of toilet paper to wipe... Go ahead and laugh, man.
Yeah?
And they plug up the toilet, and I got to go in there in between toasting... You know, Father Raymond had his birthday last week, Phil. We had the parish was in, and we toasted him on his 86th birthday. And right as I was raising a glass of some of the best brandy, you know, the Louis XIII.
Louis XIII? That's cognac.
It's cognac, brandy. What the hell's the difference? And I was raising a glass.
That stuff is expensive, man.
Well, tell me about it. Really? Do you think so? I only own the restaurant. I'm raising up a glass.
How much is that by the glass?
A couple of $100. You guys gonna let me finish the story?
Go ahead.
So I'm raising it up by the glass, and I get a call from Tawny, and Rudy said, two, Tommy and Rudy from the bar, they said, the toilet's plugged up. Okay, pronto. The toilet's plugged up, and we got a line that's going out the door.
A line for what?
To use the can. So I got to put down this glass. Actually, I took it with me because I didn't want to waste a drop. And I'm sipping it, and I'm plunging a toilet.
You're sipping Louis XIII, which is a couple of hundred...
I don't know. I don't charge myself, Phil, okay?
All right. And with the whole parish?
Woo.
Did you not... Were you not toasting a priest in his birthday?
Yeah.
Were they all drinking this?
No, just me. What's your point?
So anyway, there you are.
So I got a glass of this Louis. That's about $7,000 a bottle, okay? Does that make you happy?
Oh, my God.
Jesus. $7,000 for what?
Never mind, Dickman. So I'm plunging this thing, and I'm taking a sip, okay? And I'm thinking all the while I'm plunging with my left hand, and I'm drinking this Louis XIII with my right, I'm thinking, if only these people knew how to wipe with one square, okay? So I walked out, and I mentioned that to the guys, you know, from your show, and that's when I got the idea of the vest.
That's about the longest way I've heard anybody run for any to make any kind of a point.
Well, I'm sorry, Phil, but that's about as clear as I can be for you, okay?
All right, so if you are a Phil Henry Show listener and you're a man, wear a vest so Ted can identify you, and he'll follow you into the can to make sure that you know how to fold and use just one square.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't need your listeners coming in and taking an entire roll of toilet paper and just reaching back and, yeah, shit.
Yeah, the guy's going to wipe with a whole roll.
You don't think it hasn't been done, huh? And then they try to flush that. And then they come into my bar smeared in barbecue sauce going, hey, Mr. Bell, I listen to you on the Phil Henry Show. Can I have another Coca-Cola? Can I get another Ted Bell? And I say, it's called a Ted. And they go, okay, can we have a Ted Bell? And I'll say, what drink is that? And they'll say, the Ted Bell that you advertise. I say, it's called a Ted. And they say, okay, where's your Ted Bells?
Well, why don't you just serve it and not get into an argument with them?
Well, why don't you just, because it's called a Ted. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to...
Well, that'll do it for this show, folks. That'll do it for the week, as a matter of fact. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. You know what? I would love to have a conversation with Ted a little bit later on.
What?
About him and any of these guests that come on and scream.
A lot of them sound like they're under a lot of pressure.
Yeah, they all sound like they're pressure-packed, you know?
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for listening, folks. The world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. And don't forget, tonight, 7 o'clock, the Phil Henry Show chat. And then we have Saturday Cinema's back, right?
Yeah.
God damn. You're not enjoying that, are you?
I enjoyed the respite when you were doing that goofy, Phil writes a movie?
Yeah, you were ad-libbing all the lines. What happened to that?
That's impossible, man. I think it's way better if we just watch the movie with the general. And who's going to be the guest host, General?
I have no idea. We'll figure that out. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. We'll walk on that runway when we get to it. All junior miss of us.
Yeah. All junior miss of you.
Delete!
Hey, don't do it, Dickman.